This is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of April 28th in News on the Edge. So summer is officially here, and obviously I'm joking, but I really feel like St. Pete has two seasons, fall and summer. So definitely stay cool, hydrate, and wear your sunscreen, because we're in that part of the season here in St. Pete. If you're not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education for our over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance. And if you're not familiar with where the Edge is located, we go along Central Avenue from MLK, 9th Street, all the way to 16th Street, and 1st Avenue North to 1st Avenue South. Some of the events coming up, we've got a ribbon cutting for Goodness Gracious Great Balls of Love, a wonderful organization that helps locally folks with developmental challenges, learn job skills and be included in society. Great partners of ours at the association. And this Friday, May 2nd at noon, the ribbon cutting will be at Creative Clay, another one of our outstanding partners. And that first Friday, May 2nd, is the art market at Creative Clay from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. So you've got several different reasons to hop on over to our sister district with Grand Central to see that. Also nearby, Top Buttons is got their Bubbles Besties and Boutique Fashion Shop and Mixer for a Cause on May 2nd. So we've got a busy day that day. The week after that, Mezzo Market is having its final market before the fall. So May 10th from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. in the Edge District. We have over 125 local makers that are in the district and just having a great time. Visit our brick and mortars while you're there as well. Mother's Day just around the corner. So we've got some wonderful boutiques to shop at in the Edge District for preparation on Mother's Day. That's Ash Couture Boutique. We also have the Fashion Spot. So tons of great clothing and accessories for ladies, as well as Sans Market with many different home and care items. And then also Kalamazoo. Kalamazoo Olive has got great treats for the mothers that love being in the kitchen and cooking and all sorts of fun stuff. So shop early for Mother's Day. And if you're looking for an experience, the Candle Pour on May 10th and 11th has candle experiences where you make your own candle. Great, great activity for Mother's Day. Also, Second Saturday Art Walk is May 10th. So two of our great partners in the association, Creative Clay and Articles Gallery, from 5 to 9 p.m. will be featuring the Saturday Art Walk. And then there's art all over the Edge. So whether it's our murals, sculptures, art inside businesses like Enigma, Grassroots, and Copa, or Star Trolley to get you all over town to see art, the Edge is very, very supportive of our art community. Last but not least on events, FergsSportsBar.com. There are literally too many activities to list, whether it's Rays watch parties, trivia, live music, DJs, axe throwing, and more. But FergsSportsBar.com has everything. Giant location, family-friendly, pet-friendly. Go and check them out. Some of our new announcements for the district. Our new website has launched, so edgedistrict.org. We've got a calendar on there. We've got a news feed. We've got a directory. So it's a really one-stop shop. Our socials are connected there as well. We've got a new street crossing flashing signal at 11th Street and 1st Avenue North to get people safely across that pretty high-speed road. So we're excited about that. And that really just helps grow our businesses on the 1st Avenue block, the Baum Avenue block. And welcome to Electric Gold Tattoo into the Edge Association. They're our newest member, and they're at the top floor over Candle Pour. So if you're into tattoos, they are amazing artists there. Check them out online and stop by in person. Speaking of new and coming soon, we've got over 36 new businesses that are going to be joining the Edge this year. It's the largest ever a single year expansion that we've had. So keep checking us out. Something new is going to be around the corner pretty much every week. For drinking and dining in the Edge, we've got 37 places, 37 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, perfect for people and pet watching. And for dining experiences, you know, I really like to think of, if you're looking for a great view, Sparrow Rooftop at the Moxie. If you want to have some live music while you eat, check out Copa when they've got their specials on Sunday and other days. If you want to be seen, Sourdough Co. Oh my goodness, everybody is there for breakfast, lunch, and early dinner, so Sourdough Co. is the place to be seen. If you're looking for a crowd pleaser where everybody's got something on the menu they like and it's pretty buzzy, that's going to be Hawker's Asian Fair, and that's at the corner of Central Avenue and 13th Street. And for our Deli Delight feature, Brooklyn South, check out their sandwiches, Cuban sandwich, and a whole bunch of other ones. Really kind of a down-home deli, and you'll love them over there. If you want to build your own meal, check out Papo's Taqueria. Like 1,000 different ways to make your meal, whether it's a bowl, a taco, a burrito. They are amazing. Their staff is so friendly there. And talk about a speakeasy. Bodega has a Bar Chica in the back. So Wednesday through Sunday, they've got this nice little kind of hidden speakeasy in the back, Bar Chica. For our saucy category, custom-made sauces, you want to check out Bavaro's. And our spicy category, the Port Colorado at Red Mesa, and they've got several dishes that have a right nice kick to them. And last but not least, on our dining experiences, just a walk away is the Melting Pot. So I was able to go the other night, and I forgot how fun fondue is. So check out the Melting Pot, and their new street side bar is pretty amazing as well. So we've talked about shopping in the Edge. You can shop, sip, snack, and stroll. Our new garage is going to be here within the next couple of weeks, and it's going to make it much easier to do everything all at once while you're in the Edge District. For services, we've got 17 different categories of businesses to work with in and nearby the Edge. So check out our services tab at our new website. And if you're looking for entertainment, you really don't have to go anywhere else because we've got trivia, pool tables, live music, DJs, drag shows, karaoke. You can build your own candle. We've got a magic theater. We've got sidewalk chalk activities on Sundays, axe throwing, video games, dancing, cornhole, scavenger hunts, and just so much more. 7 days a week, stuff to do in the district. And then the calendar. Check out our calendar on edgedistrict.org. And last but not least, Top Buttons is one of our favorite local nonprofits doing good in the community. And so tbstpete.org. So TB as in Tampa Bay, or Top Buttons, tbstpete.org. Find out more about Top Buttons. Hope you have a great week. Take care.